George, could you talk a little bit about your team's performance in week one, what you were happy with and what you weren't?
Well, you know, we first games are always, in my experience, you know, interesting affairs. And, you know, through the game, there were a lot of good things. You know, I was disappointed we weren't able to get more consistency offensively. Defensively, I was disappointed we, you know, gave up some big plays early in the game, some plays that really are uncharacteristic of us. I was pleased with the way we played in the second half. You know, we played very good run defense in the second half. We got a running game going, and, you know, we were able to take the lead. Obviously, when you get the game down to the last play of the game, you'd like to finish the game off and make the play, and that was disappointing.
Mark, what do you think Brandon Marshall's return means for Denver?
Oh, it's, you know, every guy that's a playmaker, every explosive player, you can put on the field. It's to your advantage. And with Royal coming off and playing the way he did the other night, you know, it just gives you another guy that you got to contend with.
Were you surprised at all at the domination they showed over the Raiders in week one?
Again, you know, I've got a lot of respect for Denver, what they do, how they play. You know, you're getting to know some new guys. You know, as I said, seeing Royal, they've added some guys in special teams. Obviously, I've got great respect for Cutler and have watched him develop over the last couple of years. So, you know, they put on a very, very impressive performance. You know, so, you know, we understand the challenge and you know, the guys, the playmakers that Denver has.
Well, I know it's only week two, but how much urgency is there not to, you know, fall behind 0-2?
Well, there's a sense of urgency every week. You know, you get to play 16 games. Our guys, we had a great week of practice last week. We had a great sense of urgency. We didn't play the way we would have liked to in the first half. I thought we performed much better in the second half, and the whole key to me is, you know, each week you've got to go play better, you've got to get better, and you know, even with the respect, you know, that people give our personnel, you know, we're playing a lot of young guys, and we have some young guys that, you know, every time they go out there and experience what it's like to play in this league, they have a chance to get better.
Norv, how much discussion was there of fixing Merriman's knee right after the Pro Bowl?
Well, again, you know, you're getting into some personal discussions, and it certainly, you know, obviously it's been chronicled. It was discussed in terms of how much in depth, you know, that's between Sean and the people he was dealing with.
Does that make it any tougher for you, I guess, is what I'm wondering.
Well, you know, none of it really matters. What matters right now is that, you know, he's on IR and not going to play this year. And the next thing to me that matters for him is getting it done right now and doing the rehab so he can get back. For us, it's about, you know, a young player stepping up and going out and performing. Last year, we lost Jammer for 3 or 4 weeks in the middle of the season. And, you know, a young guy who had started a game, Antonio Cromartie, got thrown in there, and I was answering the same kind of questions. What are you concerned about the secondary? Jammer's not going to play. How are you going to handle it? And, you know, Antonio came out of nowhere and you know, had a great second half of the season.
Norv, what is it about LaDainian that makes him so tough to tackle?
He's got unbelievable vision. He's got great balance, great strength in his lower body, and great quickness. You know, you put all those things together, and then, you know, the great runners just have that sense of where to go and when to do it. And they understand leverage and angles, and, you know, so he can run by you, he can run around you, and you know, if you don't get in good position, he breaks a lot of tackles.
North, do you see any differences in the way Denver is playing the run? Obviously, it's just a one game, but anything that you notice from that game?
Yeah, you can see they're very, very focused on stopping the run. The number of people up in the you know, the so-called box. I mean, the safety's down on the line of scrimmage. They're up there in a 7-man front. Eight-man front with the safety down, and they're playing very, very aggressively. And you know, they've got great speed, great quickness. You know, and you can tell they've spent a lot of time doing it and are very committed to it.
Can you talk about the guy who's going to have to step in for Sean? Is it Giles? And
Giles Tucker is a guy who will line up and play there. And he was a college free agent a year ago, and one of those guys that halfway through the year came off the practice squad and got opportunities to play and had flashes and made plays. Now it's his time to step up and start games and go out and play 60 snaps. It's a lot different.
Well, there's a lot of thoughts out there with Brady out, now Merriman, that the tenor of the AFC has changed. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, there's going to be a lot of conversation of that, and next week, it will have changed in another way, and that's the beauty of every season, that every week there's a new philosophy, and then the next week someone else wins, and that changes that attitude about what's going to happen. And I think, the first six games of the season, every team is, trying to find yourself and trying to, every team has a lot of newness every year, and you're trying to go out and find out what you're going to be. And that's why we stress, hey, every week let's find a way to get better. And I think by the midpoint of the season, we'll know if that theory is correct or if it, is premature.
This is a team that, that's held the Broncos to 6 points last year in two games. Can you get back to that level on defense?
Well, to do that in any two games back to back is a real accomplishment, and I think when you're doing that, when you're playing defense like that, it's obviously starts with how you're playing defense, and it starts with how you're playing as a total team. You're not turning the ball over. You're playing great field position, playing great special teams. You're probably playing pretty good on offense, so you're keeping the ball a little bit. So, I tend to look at all the different stats as team stats anyway. So if we to play at that level on defense, we have to play great as an entire team.
You guys have known to put pressure on defensively on offensive lines. I know there's not a big body of work, but what's your early impressions of the two young tackles for the Broncos?
Both guys played against good football players and played real well. And, the Broncos have always done a great job with scheme to make sure you don't put your linemen in a bad situation. We obviously try to do the same thing, that you don't let them sit out there all day isolated one-on-one with a great rusher. So the combination of how they played, the scheme, when you're able to run the football, then a lot of things help. So both guys played extremely well.
Norv, you've coached quarterbacks a long time. Do you think the pressure on those guys is different now or more now than it used to be?
I don't think it's more. I don't think it's more. It's different. It is different, but it's always been a high pressure position. Obviously, the biggest thing is the media exposure. More people see it. Obviously, long ago, however, there wasn't every play seen by every viewer. During the week, before the games, after the games, the guys that are being criticized now for throwing an interception, they're being criticized at times by guys who act like they never threw one in their life. And if you go back and look at some of those old tapes, they did. So it's a high profile position, but it's obviously, if you're going to be a good offensive team, you've got to have a quarterback, and it's pretty well documented. If you want to be a playoff team, you better have a real good quarterback.
You have to take more of that stuff into account now, how a guy's going to handle the off the field?
Well, it's just, I think you do, but it's always been a real part of evaluating, and that's why it's been so hard from a hit or miss. I think you're always able to evaluate the physical talent of a guy, the ability to run, throw, those things. But I think, you know, the great quarterbacks 30 years ago were the guys that, you know, emotionally handled it, handled the pressure of the games, handled the pressure of the fourth quarters, you know, were able to lead their teams, all those same things. So I'm sure back then when guys were evaluating quarterbacks, they said, hey, is this guy a guy who can handle it when things get hot, or is he a guy that's, you know, going to struggle?
Thank you.
Thank you, Norm.
All right, guys. See you Sunday.
Thanks.